Department of Enhanced Affairs, DEA. Public Identity. The Department of Enhanced Affairs presents itself as a federal coordination agency tasked with public safety, incident response, and support services for enhanced individuals. On paper, the DEA exists to prevent panic, standardize emergency procedures, and ensure coexistence. Reality. The DEA is the administrative spine of mutant control. Unlike paramilitary units, the DEA rarely arrests anyone directly. Instead, it builds paper cages. Registrations, compliance check-ins, licensing delays, insurance penalties, and psychological evaluations that quietly strip autonomy. Mutants who resist are labeled non-compliant, a classification that authorizes escalation by other agencies. Primary functions. Maintains the enhanced registry, voluntary in name only. Controls access to housing, employment, and medical care via risk scores. Coordinates with media outlets to frame incidents before facts emerge. Acts as the legal shield for more aggressive operations carried out by SRB units. Why they're dangerous. The DEA doesn't look like a villain. It looks like a solution. Most citizens support it because it promises order without visible violence. Relationship to Nocturne. Corey is flagged as Category 3, psychological hazard. His file is thick, redacted, and constantly updated. The DEA doesn't want him contained. They want him predictable.